Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Peace of mind comes as standard with a Kia 7-year warranty.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551, wash your hands. Mairead de Stack. Mairead, good afternoon.
Good afternoon from beautiful Dingle Peninsula.
Beautiful Dingle. Well, there's one city in the whole wide earthly world that doesn't think Dingle is beautiful anymore. Sure it doesn't.
Sure isn't that their big mistake now, Joe?
What have they done? They've blown you out.
They've blown us out. Yeah, just a handful of people, about three people, didn't even tell their own committee in Santa Barbara, the Dingle Santa Barbara City Sisters Committee didn't know anything about this.
Because Dingle, as with a life, I'm really surprised this morning, I'll do a list now, the number of cities and towns that are twinned with, twinning is what we call it in Ireland. I know there's a whole sister city.
It's much easier to say than sister.
Sister city, yeah. What they, so how long has Dingle been twinned with Santa Barbara before this breakup?
Since, 17 years, Joe. And 17 wonderful years of friendship and twinning with different educational people and the tourism board and wonderful 17 years since 2003.
And who broke off the marriage?
Well, they never told us they were breaking off. I had to be told by a representative of Radio Nagaicta, saw it online. So we weren't. We found out eventually by investigating, but there is a new sister city president, and she and three others called a special meeting of the Sisters International Board, and they agreed between them that they would dissolve Dingle.
Dissolve? And did they
They brought it to the mayor, like, and it is actually officially kicked out.
You're gone.
We're gone, but we're not out.
But did they say, did Santa Barbara say, Dingle, you're drinking too much, Dingle, you're not there when we call, you're not there when I need you? Why did they blow Dingle out of the marriage?
Honestly, I'm asking myself that question since the 7th of April, and I actually haven't found the reason, except that this particular person has never been to Dingle. She thinks that Kerry is a city, and she thinks that a city would be more suited to Santa Barbara than Dingle. But Dingle is the most charming, beautiful peninsula. We have everything. And we have our beautiful statue of fungi that Bud Bottoms gifted to the town. I mean, are we supposed to tear that up now because of two or three people? No, that's not happening.
But has Dingle gifted anything to Santa Barbara?
No, but our time and our friendship and our... all our trips over.
Now they say I'm reading.
No, sorry, George. He didn't get that as a sister city. It was prior to the sister cities, but it was the key reason when she saw the dolphin statue by the beautiful Lord Mercy in him, Bud Bottoms. Aaron Graffy said, "My God, they even have a Bud Bottoms dolphin." And then she saw the bay, and then she saw the peninsula, and she saw all the artists and all the different craftspeople in town, and she said, "This is a perfect fit for Santa Barbara." And it is, and it will be again.
But if, like they say, when Santa Barbara divorced Dingle, they say, we visited, there have been minimal educational cultural exchanges. You need educational cultural exchanges to keep a marriage going. There have been no official visitors from the city of Dingle to the city of Santa Barbara, or vice versa. We did visit I'm reading from the Kerryman. We did visit, I think, in 2017, and we did not feel welcome.
Yeah, it was 2018. They were made feel very welcome. I organised, they wanted to meet the mayor of Kerry, that they still think is a city, and they met the mayor of Kerry at the time, Norma Foley, who is now a TD, and she's been very supportive of this, of trying to sort it. And they had an official meeting in government buildings in Tralee, followed by a welcoming committee of over 40 organisations representing the whole town. Educators, all the different festivals. We have a festival every weekend. And everybody spoke in turn and gave a couple of sentences about their organisation. To be honest, Joe, I never felt more proud of our town. And these people to say they weren't made feel welcome is completely an untruth.
And they said, well, they said people weren't friendly. Did they say anything about sometimes you get issues in tourist towns in Ireland, not peculiar to Dingle, but that the prices might be a bit high?
No. They were only here for 2 days. They stayed.
Okay.
Brian and myself gave them a private tour around, showing them all the places that you wouldn't see in a tour guide, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Different specialties. We gave them the day.
Now, Mairead, what benefit is it? I didn't know there's a whole movement. It's a legal, it's an agreement you come to.
Oh, yes.
There is a sister city movement throughout the world. It was set up after the Second World War by Dwight D. Eisenhower as a way of getting former enemies to link up, so to speak.
Sure.
But what's in it for Dingle to be twinned with Santa Barbara?
You know, it's like anything. You don't do something for what's in it. You know, we were honoured to be asked, and we went to fierce lengths to get all the official documents done in 2002. And we went out there in 2003 with the Monsignor O'Fianachta, who was Dean of Maynooth for years and started a university here in Dingle. He had great vision. He came with us. We had fun and laugh, and we went to the city council. I tell you, it seems to be very easy to dissolve the city, but I can assure you it takes an awful lot to get put on as a sister city, if you know what I'm saying. They dissolved it with two meetings of a handful of people.
And they didn't even have the courtesy to tell you?
No, or when I did get the notification that it was happened and I looked it up, I actually sent this lady, because she sent me two emails since this whole thing started, one just introducing herself and another saying we needed to tick all the boxes of a sister city, which I sent her an email and saying, well, you have to have people from every organisation involved in it. We have the Rotary Club, we have the Film Festival, we have the teachers, we have the schools, we have the university, we've the whole nine yards, the doctors, the medical centres, the whole lot, everybody.
And did any, for example, did any politicians go over to Santa Barbara for the St Patrick's Day parade?
No, you see, I wouldn't, they weren't invited, maybe, I don't know. But I know we were there a few occasions for the St Patrick's Day parade, and I know that the Mayor of Kerry, Brown Don McGarald, went over in 2004 for the parade. Well, I suppose we had COVID-19 anyway. But no, that has never happened with the mayor.
Are you twinned with any other locations in the world?
Yes, we recently twinned in 2016 with West Springfield, Massachusetts.
You see, that could have happened. You start going out with someone else, Murray. Dingle starts seeing someone else.
No, we're lying.
And you were caught.
Joe, it's like having a child. Just because you have another child doesn't mean you don't love your first child.
This
isn't a boyfriend-girlfriend thing now at all. It's sisters.
Well, look at I'm looking at the list of cities this morning and towns in Ireland that are twinned.
Yeah.
And would you believe it, Bundoran in Donegal, which is a lovely spot. Now, it's a seaside spot on the river there.
Yeah, sure. People might be there.
It's not, not the biggest in the world.
Yeah.
Right? But you want a list of the towns and cities that Bundoran, County Donegal, is twinned with. Argos, no, not the shop. Argos in Cyprus, Altea in Spain, Askihala in Finland, Bad Kotzenberg in Germany, Bellagio in Italy. I'm not finished, Mairead. I'm not halfway there. Kojna in Poland, Granville in France, Brefni in France, Aldebro in central Denmark, Hofelaz in Belgium, Judenburg in Austria, Kosberg in Hungary, Mariscala in Malta, Mersin in the Netherlands, Niederavon in Luxembourg, Oxelösund in Sweden, Presvetsia in Greece, Roskiskia in Lithuania, Rovinja in Croatia, Sesimbra in Portugal, Sherborne in England, Sagulda in Latvia, Siret in Romania, Skofia in Slovenia, Suška in the Czech Republic, Trivania in Bulgaria, Turi in Estonia. I'm not finished. Slovan in Slovakia.
You're enjoying this.
How many? Bundoran has more twin towns than it has people.
No, I didn't know that. But fair play. Donegal, fair play to you.
So what you say that's not the end of it, Mairead. But what will you do?
The Santa Barbara area in members of the committee are asking to have a new committee formed. They have asked us to ask the mayor of Kerry to send a letter to the Irish, to the US Irish ambassador, mm-hmm. asking him to get in touch with the Irish sister city liaison officer over there.
Yeah.
So that letter was sent out last week. There was also a letter sent to the former mayor, who is on the sister city's board, Helene Schneider. She was here with a beautiful, fabulous, eclectic group in 2017. They were here for our Féin and Abialtine, and they have a solstice like it. And, you know, they made straw boy hats, and they, you know, they couldn't get over it, actually. And they brought loads of ideas from our little... which is brilliant.
Yeah, but did they not also say that the other problem with Dingle, the reason why we divorced without even telling them, is that the committee is only made up of two people, to wit, Mairead, the Stack, and your partner.
My lovely husband. Marvellous, because yes. I don't know where we got all these people to show up and for the 2018 delegation. And we have an official committee, and everybody on the committee went on an official visit in 2015. We had our second vice president was there, mm-hmm. the secretary was there,
okay.
the treasurer was there. Membership person that was there. And they all represented other things as well. They represented, we had an artist, we had a matron.
Okay, and just to go back to Santa Barbara and blowing you out.
Yeah.
Did they find out that you were going out, that you were going out with someone else? And in other words, have they got their eye on someone else?
They may do. Honestly, to be truthful, I can't answer. But I mean, it is not what they did. Actually, we've looked into it. It is called. It wasn't due process. It's not legal what they did. So we're challenging that.
Mm.
You know, what they did was illegal, and we owe it to our children coming up along to clear Dingle's name. Number one, we did nothing wrong. Only being gracious and welcoming and fault-ridden Aina.
I'm still in shock here about Bundoran.
I know. I think sister cities and twinning there's a slight difference. I think twinning is kind of a European thing, mm-hmm. and sister cities is definitely an American thing, because it was formed after, you know, 1956. So it might be easier to twin than it is to get a sister city.
Okay,
really. And I'm not belittling Bundoran, but I'm saying we went to fierce lengths to get this put through in 2003. And I think because we had our fantastic Professor Fenton with us, who's a scholar, a poet, a lecturer, mm-hmm. translated the dictionary into Irish and the Bible into Irish, was a great help to us that we had such weight on our team.
But to come back to the point you made, Mairead, that where you're going to call in the big guns, you're going to get the Irish ambassador to the US,
yes.
Dan Mulhall, one of the most experienced diplomats in the world at this stage.
Yes.
You want him to intervene.
I do, and I appreciate your call
and
putting us on live line, because who knows who's going to hear this? And
yeah, but truthfully
and honestly, we've done nothing wrong. It's all emails. You can see it in the emails. The dates are on them. It's completely legit.
And do you know any Irish people, apart from the committee that gave you the heave-ho, do you know any Irish people in Santa Barbara of Irish extraction even? There must be.
Oh, I do. I know loads of them.
Okay.
I know.
Maybe we'll hear from them.
But we might be.
Joe at
RT.ie,
yes.
Quinn. Yeah. Willie Quinn was
president. How is Willie?
Willie is from Navan, a musician and a talented man and a great fun. And what nights we've had in Dingle and what nights we've had in Santa Barbara with himself and his beautiful family. And his daughter is in Galway at the moment. And his other daughter studied in Ireland, did her law degree and did her master's in Cork. So we know our great friend from Maggie Wardell.
Okay, well, let me just stick with twinning, because Noel McCarthy
Sorry?
Is in Fermoy. Noel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good. Fermoy, County Cork. Who are you twinned with, so to speak?
We're twinned with a town in Poland, Joe. Nova Deba are their names.
Nova Debbie. Nova Deba.
Yeah,
Deba.
Deba.
Okay,
yeah.
And how did that come about?
What came about was we got word that maybe, I think it was in February, that there was a problem and that there were the town that over there, Nova Deva, had discriminated against the LGBT, and okay. that we heard about it. So we, obviously we were concerned because we were twinned, and okay. we made representations were made to us. So I brought it. I had it on the agenda to bring it to a council meeting, yeah. but unfortunately, account of coronavirus, the meeting was delayed, and since then it's still on the agenda. But obviously, Joe, we have to wait till the coronavirus and we get back to full meetings again.
But hang
to
on,
raise the matter.
You want to dump Nova Deva?
What we wanted to do was we wanted to do it in the proper manner. Obviously, we wanted to write to them and get to explain why they did this. But while we were doing that, I wanted to suspend all ties till we got the reply back from the letter. And if no letter came back, well, then obviously we were thinking of terminating.
And what has how long have you been twinned, and what has it meant to for Mari being twinned with Poland?
We are twins. We're twins since 2009,
yeah.
and there's a good, there's a very strong twinning group in Fermoy, and there's always been a good relationship between the people that are involved in the twinning. I want to reassure that.
Okay.
But obviously, it was their executive and their council over there that made this decision.
Yeah, and so what is it? What, there was, to explain that, they've introduced the sister city, so to speak, sister town of Fermoy in Poland, have introduced an LGBTQ. Free zone,
yes. And we thought,
what does that mean?
I feel,
what in the name of?
What it means is they were discriminating against anyone that was gay or anyone that was anything that different meaning to what we have here. We respect all rights of all of gays and all the communities.
So,
and we.
You're saying, give me the name of this, because I'm looking up on a list I was given earlier of. Twin cities. Fermoy is twinned with Plumur, Brittany.
Plumur, yeah. That's right, in France, and we're twinned with Nova Deva in Poland.
Oh, Nova Deva, okay.
Yeah.
And is all Nova that no one from the LGBTQ community can go into Nova Deva, is that it?
No, I think their rights are suspended, or they don't recognise them, Joe. They don't recognise their rights. Whereas, as you know, here we recognise gay marriages and so on. We've always done the right thing, and I feel this is discriminating against the group over there. And and representations have been made to all of us about it that we should take a stance on this. And I feel we're doing the right thing in writing to them first, Joe, to explain it why they've done this,
uh-huh.
and then. While we're doing that, I think I'll be raising at the meeting that we suspend ties till we get a letter back why they've done this. And obviously then we take the next step if we're not happy with it, which would be termination with Nova Deva and their twinning. Till they recognise.
I'm just reading something I dug up earlier, Donal O'Keefe, the prolific journalist and Twitter arty from Cork. And he says, he's writing about this, fair play, in the Avondhu, which he's the Avondhu Press, .ie. But he says, former Prime Minister Jaroslaw Kaczynski called the Warsaw Mayor statement an attack on the family and children and declared... LGBTQI plus rights, an imported ideology.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And Donald also says that significant parts of Poland are now are calling themselves LGBTQI plus free zones. They don't want no recognition. It's incredible.
I don't want incredible. It was a quarter, story when we got the word.
Oh, well then why wait? A quarter of Poland has declared itself unwelcoming to LGBTQI plus ideology.
Yes, yes. And we wouldn't, the only reason we're waiting, Joe, and I want to explain this, is obviously we didn't get the opportunity to raise it at a meeting because all meetings are suspended in all local authorities, really, only on statutory business at the moment. So obviously the first opportunity I get to be on the agenda to do that straight away, to suspend or terminate, if we're not happy, our relationship with Nova Deva.
And has Fermoy have issued an ultimatum to them?
Well, really. We have to, as I say, all twinning groups are under local authorities.
Is there anyone listening that speaks Polish? I'm just a general shout. Anyone listening that speaks Polish, would you Google, spell out the name of the town again for me, Noel?
I think I could be wrong with the spelling now, Joe. So Nova Deva, I think it's Nowa. D E B A.
And where? What big city is it near? Do you know?
No, you have me there, Joe. I'd have to check that myself. So
Nova Deba. Anyway. What I'm saying
I
is, anyone,
will know it.
Anyone speaks Polish or is familiar with Poland's speech check upstairs, but he does be in, but he's not in this week. He's a great multilingualist and he's from Poland. Is there anyone from Poland listening and would they Google or whatever for us, Nova Deba, and see is it true that they've made themselves an LGBTQI plus free zone, which is incredible? And if someone from Poland said, yeah, I'm reading it in the local newspaper, well, then you just tell them, get lost.
Yes, and we will do that, Joe. I've no doubt about it. But as I say, we have to do it through the proper channels, and it has to be agreed with my colleagues and the executive.
And what was
but I've no doubt we'll get full support.
Why did you twin with them in the first place?
Well, I suppose twinning, as you know, is always good relationship for every town that do it, between of tourism, culture and so on. That is always the type. And as I said, the people that were involved with it were always a very nice group and very good to deal with. So I wouldn't blame them individually or the group itself. As I said, this was done by the powers to be in Nova Deba. And in, like Donald said to you...
Yeah, but when you twinned with them, did they visit Fermoy? Like in Dingle's case with Santa Barbara, it was a woman from Santa Barbara called Erin O'Malley, I think, who came, visited there years and years ago. She loved Dingle. She set the whole process of twinning Santa Barbara and Dingle in process. Now they're separated, as you know. And we have it in already. Look, Nova Deba is one of around 100 Polish municipalities that have adopted resolutions against LGBTQI plus ideology and propaganda. So there it is.
There it is.
So say bye-bye, Nova Deba. Fermoy is gone. We're out of your life.
And Joe, I've no doubt that we'll do that. But as I say, it was just the timing of this was what happened. It was down for the March meeting. And unfortunately, as you know, the coronavirus has changed a lot of meetings. So, but it is straight on the agenda as soon as we get back to full council, Joe.
Okay. Well, that's I presume a lot of Polish people went back just before the pandemic. Maybe there's Polish people who are in Ireland for years might be able to tell us about Nova Deba. Do we know the population of Nova Deba?
No, I couldn't say that off.
Why did you twin with a place you know nothing about?
Oh, sorry, I suppose I've explained this to start. When I got the call, I wasn't involved in the twinning first stage.
Okay.
Okay,
Noel, that seems a slam dunk. Any
it is, and we will do the right thing, Joe. Yeah, we've no doubt about that. We will do the right
thing. But then to read that 100 Polish municipalities have adopted similar resolutions.
It's frightening and it's worrying.
And given what that country suffered in the Second World War, to think of what they're doing now, that's absolutely horrific. Beyond 11,000 people, apparently, someone has told us, living in Nova Deba. That's big. How many in Fermoy? No.
We've about 5,000, just around the 5,000 people, just over 5,000.
Okay, and there's no, I know there's no issue in Fermoy with people
none
who,
whatsoever,
who are different.
None whatsoever, Joe. I want to make that a show where we're fully supportive of all groups, groups, and respect their rights, and respect their rights.
How are you managing in the lockdown, though?
Joe, we're doing our best for my still open for business. I want to get that measure across if I could. Yeah.
Is Kavanagh still open for business? What's the big Ford garage down there, Kavanagh's and...
Kavanagh's, they opened up the bit on Monday, and I think the full things are back in June, so... still going strong.
Okay,
still going
I know strong. The Ford place near me, I was up getting a car fixed the other day. Yeah. They opened, where was it, yesterday I was up there. They're back open in Harmonstown Motors as well, so fair play. Okay, Noel, we'll hopefully find out more about Nova Deba, but thanks. But you're not going to let it lie. As far as you're concerned, Nova Deba are gone, out the window.
Are gone, and if you want me to come back when that's done, Joe, I'd be delighted to do it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Noel. You mind yourself, stay safe.
Thank you, Joe.
Mairead, you've raised issues about twin... Do people really know what's going on? Now, as Noel found out what was going on in Nova Deba and he's doing something about it.
Yeah, good for him.
Have you ever been in Santa Barbara?
Oh, several times.
For the Paddy's Day Parade,
My brother used to live there.
Several
times and it's the most beautiful city and we've loads of friends
there.
But
Mairead, you've taken this breakup personally.
Yes, I am, really, because, like I say... they named myself and my husband as being the only people on the committee, which is a complete lie. Mm-hmm. And we've brought over...
Or misinformation. Maybe they got mixed up.
Maybe, maybe they did. They did. But I clarified it and they didn't reply, so they didn't.
Okay, it's not over yet.
It's not over yet. No.
And the Santa Barbara in the United States better watch themselves. They don't know. Have they made an enemy of you?
Oh, gosh, no. They're all, Santa Barbara is supporting us. These are only just a few people, a handful of people. It's nothing to do with me. It's about our town.
Okay.
And I'm just a spokesperson.
You feel Dingle has been insulted grievously?
Oh, completely, because we've ticked all the boxes. And, I mean, there's a big sign coming in from the Conor Pass, beautiful, the most scenic part of the Conor Pass, saying that Dingle is a sister city with Santa Barbara, and it's actually in Irish as well. We've a clownness, as we call it, Sogaeltacht. And again, when you're coming in from the Mail, we call it the Mail Road in Dingle, which is the main road into Dingle from Killarney and Tralee and so on, the rest of the country. And there's another beautiful stone there, and again, it's two heads of.
Okay,
representing the two. Okay, torn apart heads now.
Well, as we know, Santa Barbara is there just on the Pacific at the Gulf of California. Are we at the stage where we're going to ask the Chief of Staff, Mark Mellett, to dispatch the Samuel Beckett from Hall Bolden out to Santa Barbara and threaten them?
There'll be no threats. I think it'll be all done nicely.
Okay, keep us in touch. Keep
in touch.
How are you managing the lockdown, Mairead?
We're doing our best, but we have a jewellery business. My husband's Brian the Stack Jeweller, and we have 20 employees, and it's very sad to have our workshop and our shops closed, and our staff, thankfully, are being paid by the COVID at the moment, but we don't know how long that will last.
Okay, well, same as everywhere, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Okay,
we're making the best of the two, and Brian is being, got more time in his hands now, so he's creating new collections and everything. And
beautiful. And you're a credit to Dingle, Mairead. Are you the
mayor? Thank you very much.
Who's the mayor of Dingle at the moment, or do you have a mayor?
Oh, we don't have it. We have a mayor of Kerry, which is the mayor of the county for all towns. And he's Niall Kelleher at the moment.
Okay.
We've written to him as well.
I mentioned Bundoran earlier on and all the different places. Shane Smith. Shane, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You are the tourism officer in Bundoran.
I am indeed.
And is it true that you're twinned with many different locations?
We're twinned with a town in every country in Europe, so that gives us 27 twins across Europe.
And what were you thinking of?
So back in 1991, when the Bundoran Town Council was still in operation, they were written to. A small committee had been set up by the French town and by the English town, Sherborne, and they had come together and they had come up with this idea of uniting Europe in this town-twinning organisation. So they were looking for a similar type of towns to take part from each country, and We were hit on. They wrote to us, and it was run by the council, and the council agreed. And so we've been part of the original 12. So it was called Dusetage Dus for 12, and Jumelage means twinning. So they just kept the name, and they kept adding to the amount of countries, and we have 28 today.
And what does it mean? Is there a sign up in Bundoran saying twinned with? It's a big sign.
There is one on either end of town, but there's only 12. Honestly, it needs to be updated, but it's been great for the town in terms of culture and education. Mm-hmm. A lot of our the school gets involved, and a lot of the students have been on the annual trip. There's a general meeting in one of the countries.
Yeah, but where do you pick? Given that, by the way, is there any other city or town or village in Ireland that has more twins, so to speak, than Bundoran?
This I don't know.
I'm looking at a list, and it doesn't look like it. It doesn't look like it at all. Bannishannon near you there, well, below it, is twinned with two locations in France.
France, I think, and somewhere else. Yeah.
So while you're the tourism officer, Shane.
Yes, I am.
Where are you sitting now?
I'm sitting in my desk in my house.
Have you access to a computer?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Yeah, well, turn away from it for a sec.
Right.
And off you go, name the 26 towns.
oh my God, let me see. Bad Kutzting in Germany, Bellagio in Italy, Bundoran, Altea in Spain, Agros in Cyprus. Let me see, where else have we got? Scofiloca in Slovenia, Sherborne in the United Kingdom, Granville in France. Now you see you're putting me on the spot, Joe.
That's brilliant, and you've done extraordinarily well so far. You really have. Seriously.
We also did, we teamed up with a lot of them as well for with Tourism Ireland for the global greening for St. Patrick's Day as well. So okay. Nine of the partner towns turned the landmarks green for that. So we did it last year and it was 4, this year it was 9, so we're hoping to increase that. So it kind of helps to promote Ireland as well as Bundoran, you know, so it's a very mutual thing. Fair.
And who is the main contact? Are you the main contact on Bundoran?
For Bundoran, yes, I would be.
Well done. Is there any economic gain? I know there's cultural and educational and social, even I'm sure somebody in the local school there's a brilliant community school in Bundoran, isn't there? I'm sure someone in the school there has done a project on each one of those locations for a start.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a lot, and a lot of them would get to travel and they get that cultural experience as well, you know, and that's huge, because every year we try and bring different students to each town, each meeting. There's a different meeting and each year.
I know Sister Cities have a website and an organisation and an infrastructure. Has Dusselage got an infrastructure, so to speak? Who runs it?
There's a president who is currently a lady from the Netherlands, from our Dutch twin town, Meersen, which is near Maastricht. And then there's 3 vice presidents who are based across Europe, one in Denmark, one in Slovenia, and the other one just escapes me right now. And so there is a structure and a hierarchy, and then all the member towns then have committees, and we all meet once per
year.
You'd
recommend it?
It's been really fantastic for Bundoran and really fantastic for me personally.
And it's called dousalage.eu, D-O-U-Z-E-L-A-G-E, all one word, .eu. Okay, Shane. How's Bundoran, given you depend so much on tourism, how are you doing during the lockdown?
It's very quiet, as you can imagine. I've been speaking to a lot of the businesses in the last few days, just trying to get a capture and see what's happening and who's opening when or whatever. Any of the ones that were due to open in phase one have opened in phase one or will be within the next few days. The restaurants are all kind of aiming to open. The hotels and accommodation, they're all aiming to open as well.
The hotels are back open in the middle of July, which comes a relief to a lot of people.
Phase four, yeah. A lot of them are waiting for guidance, though, from the likes of Fáilte Ireland, who I believe are putting together something. So a lot of them are waiting on that just to see exactly what it will be. And like, there's obviously economic effects and stuff as well.
Okay, thanks indeed. That's Shane Smith. Shane is Tourism Officer in Bundoran. Tomás O'Brien. Tomás, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you keeping?
Good. Are you in Fermoy?
I am, yes. I am.
And were you aware that Fermoy is twinned with this town in Poland called Nowa Dęba, and Nowa Dęba have passed a resolution saying we have adopted resolutions against LGBTQI plus ideology and propaganda?
Yeah, I'm aware of that, yeah.
And what do you think?
Well, I think it's a very retrograde step, but I think that we should take our time. Like, I know myself. Hold on a second, I'm on speakerphone.
Yeah, take your time.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I moved to a town one time. Yes. The people of the town made me so welcome.
Of
it's
course.
My favourite town. I wouldn't leave it at gunpoint.
Okay.
I love the place. But we have a huge Polish population here.
Oh, have you?
We have, yeah. I used to do the register of electors and I persuaded a lot of them to go on it.
Good man.
And I got very friendly with them because a lot of them would have, in one particular area of town, they'd have signs up in Polish.
Yeah, great.
And I was in the area and I saw this sign and it said, Uwaga, Zuipies, Gospodarzies, Jagosie, beware of the dog and the proprietor is even worse, right?
Okay.
I was looking at that and laughing and this giant of a man came over and he said, he looked at me and he said, yes, that's Balakim, you're not Polish. I said, no, I'm not. He said, but you're laughing at my sign. I said, yeah, it's very funny. He said, what does it say? So I interpreted it for him. He said, how do you know? Because I said, the people of Poland, the Polish people here teach me Polish, and I teach some of them Irish.
Fantastic.
It took me about 3 hours to get out of the estate because he brought me around and introduced me to all his neighbours, most of whom were Polish. And some were Slovaks and that, but whenever I'd meet them in the shops after, then they'd teach me a little Polish.
And how's your Polish now, Tomas?
Pax Obion.
Is that good, is it? That's well done.
I love the sound of it. And there's one particular lady in our restaurant here, she has moved out to a chemist shop, but when I go in, she would give me a tongue twister in Polish to say.
Okay.
And there were some of them were very, very funny altogether, like, what was the last one she gave me? No, stews a pozygami, vonimi, fanimi, nogami. A table with a broken leg, yeah. Things like that. But okay. They're big into that because okay. It's a beautiful language and it has a lovely flow. Actually, it has a lot in common with Gaelic.
Oh, that's interesting. And Tomás, do you think Fermoy should untwin with Nova Demba?
I think they should put the thing on hold, but they should get an explanation. Noel is dead right. They should get an explanation.
Yeah, Tomás, stay there for a sec. Colin Foley, Colin, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'll take a quick break. 51551, wash your hands.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at rt.ie from anywhere in the world. Let me, especially if you're twinned with a town in Ireland or like Bundoran, 26 places in Europe alone are twinned with Bundoran. Frank, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe, how are you?
Where are you, sir?
I'm in Waterford.
And who are you twinned with?
Saint-Herblain in Nantes in France.
And how's that working out for the two of you?
Absolutely fantastic. And it depends on who's running, who's in charge of the operation. I can't understand that nonsense on my... He didn't even know where it was. He didn't know what city it was near. He didn't know the preparation.
Oh, well, he knew about it. Your line is absolutely dreadful, Frank. Yeah. Try and get a better one. I'll come back to you in a sec, Frank. Con Foley. Okay. Con, good afternoon. Back to Poland.
Yes, Joe. I was just listening to Noel there from Fermoy earlier on.
Yeah.
I just can't believe it that this could be passed in a municipal council.
A hundred of them. 100 municipalities, yeah. 1/4 of Poland have passed anti-LGBTQ resolutions.
Surely they got those European laws against this. I mean, Poland is part of Europe. I mean, it's time for Europe to stand up here
and
have some sanctions against Poland for introducing these kind of laws.
Yeah,
that's just my point, you know.
Yeah, they're part of the EU, and how come they're allowed to do this? But apparently,
you have a lot of this going on, and I mean, I wouldn't be. Bulgaria, Poland, all these, they seem to be real right wing kind
of. There's six.
Hungary.
There's six countries in the EU that haven't allowed same sex marriage or marriage equality, for want of a better word.
I mean, that's not. You can't. Europe can't stand by that. They have to put. Do you know what? They have to put the fist down, and then. You know, there's no other way out of it. Like, it's pure discrimination. I know lots of foreign people here in Ireland, like in Macroom. Mm-hmm. They set up business here. They're giving employment here. You have butchers. You have chip shops.
Absolutely, yeah. They're everywhere.
You know what I mean?
Brilliant.
This isn't acceptable at all.
Yeah, okay.
And imagine, going back to the twinning, we're twinned here in Macroom with two towns as well.
Oh, tell me.
We're twinned with a town in Brittany, Bouverie, which is up by Lorient. And we're twinned with Marcello Concascone, which was actually right in the middle of the pandemic in Italy.
Oh, wow.
It's up by Milan.
And you have much contact with those towns you're twinned with?
Oh, Brubri. We have great contact with them.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Once every year, we swap with meetings every year in the different venues, you know.
Okay.
We're twinned with Bouverie with over 40 years, I think.
Wow.
And Marcello, they're on board with about 22, 23.
Right, okay.
But we've actually places, they are called after Macroom. You have Macroom Square and Macroom Plaza. And it's a very strong twinning.
Okay, well done. Okay. Does Macroom Plaza in France?
There is, in Bouverie.
Wow,
yeah.
That's great. So, and is there a Bouverie Boulevard in Macroom?
There's not, no, but there's a housing estate here. We call it Bouverie Park.
That's called after the town in France.
It is, yeah.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah. It's actually Dan Cockery Place, Bouverie Park.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. Because I know where where my mother lives and where I was reared in Ballyfermot, every street is called after a town in Connemara for some reason.
It can be heard.
You know, Mike Cullen, Cladys, Biddle. It just goes on and on and on. Yeah, Lock Con, yeah. Drumfin.
Yeah.
I wish I was called. I wish I had a bit of a French name from time to time. Boobry sounds lovely. Yeah. Okay. Thanks indeed. Let me go to.
Okay, Joe.
That's Con. Well done. Let me get Morris O'Hearn, former councillor. Morris, how are you? Good to talk to you again.
How are you?
How are you keeping?
Hanging in there, Joe. Indeed. Yes.
Are you still running?
Still running. Yes.
Good man.
Indeed. Yeah, every day.
You wouldn't do the marathon. You weren't down to do the marathon, were
no,
you?
No, I haven't done a marathon for nearly 30 years.
Okay, but you said you were well known as a great runner.
I did enough of them in
my
time.
You're former, aren't you former Lord Mayor of Dublin?
Back in the millennium, 2000.
Oh, yeah. Is there any occasion before where two brothers, Bertie was Lord Mayor, obviously, back in the day, wasn't he, years and years ago?
Bertie was in 1986 when we formed a twinning with San Jose, which was a fantastic twinning. I mean, it connected the whole Silicon Valley with Dublin, and, you know, the benefit to the IDA and all the rest with the high tech and now companies, eBay and whatnot.
But if Bundoran County Donegal is twinned with 26 different locations, that means Dublin, with a population over 1,000 times greater than Bundoran, must be twinned with 26,000 different locations.
I think you should do multiplication, do dividing. We have only four, Joe.
Are you four?
Four, yeah. Liverpool, Barcelona, San Jose and Beijing. Now, Barcelona isn't up to much, I believe, but the others are very active.
And what do you mean Barcelona isn't up to much?
Well, they don't seem to want to know it. So at least when I was on the council, nothing much happened, and I haven't seen anything in the last time either of a connection with Barcelona and Dublin. I don't know when it happened or how it came about, but I hear, you know, officials and councillors say, no, Barcelona didn't take off.
Whereas, well, you know those Spanish fellas, they're annoying for the women on the beach.
I can't say whose fault it was, but certainly, as I say, San Jose and Beijing now chased us for the twinning, and it took its time. When I was Lord Mayor, we agreed a friendship deal. Some of the councillors didn't want to go the full way, but in time we did twin with Beijing, and that was good. It was at the time of the Asian strategy and whatnot.
And was there any objection to twinning with Beijing, given the rate of Beijing?
There was. I mean, as I say, the compromise was the friendship deal in 2001, and then maybe 10 years later they did the twinning with Beijing. So that was two good ones, San Jose and Beijing. And Liverpool is always lively. The mayor, when I was there, the mayor came to Dublin, and the mayor of Liverpool. And indeed, I was invited over to launch a housing. There was an area in Liverpool called the Phoenix Park.
Oh, brilliant.
And I was invited over to launch some housing development or whatever. There's three cities, as I say. We can't match Bundoran.
Okay, but you're saying, Morris, the link with San Jose goes way back, and it led when people, or whoever, politician or councillors went out there, they got a better understanding of technology in Silicon Valley and what the future was going to be looking like.
I don't want to make a political point, but I think Bertie, my brother, met Mayor McHenry somewhere, and they suggested the twinning, and it's from that then onwards that it developed. And the mayor of each year went out to San Jose to nurture the agreement and stay 4 or 5 days there and visit the various factories, and it certainly worked to Dublin's benefit.
Okay. Great to hear you're fit and well, Morris. By the way, the rumours in the paper, what was it yesterday that Bertie is being considered, or they're asking him to do Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, I hope not.
Why?
We're into sport, not the arts.
Well, come here, did he ever dance?
Come on, Joe.
Did he ever?
I don't know.
But you're very tall and slim and nimble.
Yeah. Bertie isn't that smart.
I know, and
he was a little lower than me, but I suppose if you spend 6 months practicing, you can get good. I don't know. I haven't talked to him about it.
Okay. Would you recommend he does it?
I'll have to discuss it with him.
Okay. God, you're very good at doing the hokey pokey there, stepping in and stepping out again, Morris.
Joe.
Okay, Boris O'Hare.
Two left me, they wouldn't have me. Two left feet.
Okay. It's Bertie got two left feet.
Exactly.
Okay. Thanks, Morris. Morris, let
nice
me go.
To you, Joe.
Likewise, stay well. Stephen Holohan is in Dunleary. Who's Dunleary twinned with?
I've no idea, to be honest with you. I have no idea.
I'll try and find out. Go ahead. The Polish issue now. This.
Yeah. Well, it's not really. You know, it's not the Polish issue per as such. It's just that. Phenomenon of countries and areas within certain countries kind of banning not LGBTQ activity basically censoring and prohibiting, you know, proper.
Your line is disappearing in midair, Stephen.
Yeah, hello?
Line went for a sec, sorry. People, there was one caller, Con, wasn't saying, Poland are in the EU. How are they allowed in over one quarter of the country basically introduce anti-gay legislation by saying it's an ideology and propaganda? That's outrageous, isn't it?
It's absolutely outrageous. And they're not unique. There are a number of countries. There's... In Hungary, you have essentially it has a mono party country, and there's a group called Fidesz, the dominant party, right wing party. And likewise in Poland, there's been a party called the Law and Justice Party, which have effectively been in power for the last 4 years. Before that, there were two dominant figures. One of them unfortunately died in an accident. But the
twins, isn't it? Funnily enough, one of them was killed in that horrific plane crash on the way to a commemoration outside in the Kachowa forest, isn't it, where the Polish officers had been murdered in the Second World War, the Polish officer class. But what do you think of the idea, Stephen, of sanctions?
That's one of the reasons. I think it's very important to remind European states of their responsibilities. You know, when you're within, it's not just an economic union. I mean, the foundation and the concept of the EU was originally to actually was set up about 10 years after the Second World War to unify and create solidarity of peace. So there are in the firmaments of the law within the EU, there's an EU constitution. Respect for all identities and civil rights are deeply enshrined in the ethos of the EU, and that's a huge part of any member state's responsibilities, and they have to uphold that. It's just an economic game in a way. So I do think that some kind of sanction for these countries or something to remind these certain states that you can't introduce basically hate legislation. There's a lot of things. I have a lot of friends. I'm gay myself. There's a lot of gay Polish people, who live in Ireland. Some are married, have children, and they feel a lot. I know from talking to some of them anecdotally, they feel a lot happier here, even though here's not
what
ideal.
Have you any idea what these municipalities, including Nova Demba, that's how it came up today, twinned with Fermoy, what does it mean? Does it mean, for example, I presume they have nightclubs like our Tamangos or whatever back in the day. Does it mean that there can be no, there's signs up saying no gay people allowed in? What does it mean?
Yes, and that has happened. That has actually happened until recently I don't want to make sweeping kind of statements that are unfactual, but from what I've heard, that has happened. Chatting with some friends a few years ago in Poland, a nightclub was closed down in Warsaw for that specific reason, under some pretext, I don't know what it was, but quite a big gay nightclub was closed in Warsaw. So, I mean, it's a reality for a lot of people. And I think what's really behind it is a kind of very traditionalist Christian identity, very Christian movement. I'm not dissing Christianity, but I'm saying there is a right-wing interpretation of values and of social values. Yeah.
Well, the last time I was in Poland, one, I was still struck with how anti-German they are. That's a hangover, obviously, from the Second World War and what they went through. And two, how they disliked the Russians, and the Russians, as we know, took over the country after the Second World War, effectively, and the puppet communist regime in Poland. But the only the great sense of identity in Poland was the Catholic Church, wasn't it? And that's still strong, I presume.
It is, and their history is quite similar to our history in that the Catholic Church were a kind of they were the rallying point. They were essentially the opposition to the regime. They were rebels in a way. So people felt, as we did during the famine, as we did when we were trying to break away from British rule, that they were an organization that that had, you know, had their backs, so to speak. I mean, Gorbachev himself said the person he was most afraid of was the Pope. That was the person he really felt that that once because of the Polish Pope that the Pope had potential to bring down the Eastern Bloc, and he felt the writing was on the wall because of the power, the influence that they have. But I mean, young Polish people are fantastic, are very liberal, very open minded, and really are distancing themselves from that. No. But there is, again, with a lot of these, it's a trend you see in quite a lot of countries that some right-wing parties, they use, they manipulate, they use people's religious values, religious position to create political gains. And it has the consequences are horrendous in many countries, in developing countries. It can be murderous, the consequences. They scapegoat the gay community.
Oh my God.
I mean, the EU, I think, we have a responsibility
it's been raised here today very strongly. There's more coming in on it, and we came across that story. I've known about the protests. I've known about the protest, and most people have, the protests in Russia and the attacks on gay pride parades and all that carry on. But I didn't know that they actually had voted towns that are twinned with towns in Ireland. Have actually voted basically to call anyone who's different. A different ideology and a different and propaganda. Okay, Stephen Holden in Dunleary. Yeah. Thanks indeed. 51551. Wash your hands.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Breaking news. No, it's a joke. Santa Barbara. Somebody sent us in a video of Santa Barbara, a tourism video about Santa Barbara, and up comes Dingle High Street. So there might be hope that we can reconcile Dingle and Santa Barbara. As you know, Santa Barbara basically booted Dingle off their twin town list, and they're gone looking for someone else. But Dingle are not giving up too easily. Tony McCormack is in Tullamore. Tony.
Hiya, Joe. Delighted to be on your show.
And you're in Tullamore. Who are you twinned with?
We're actually a sister city with a town or a city in Arizona called Chandler.
And we're also recently twinned with a city in China called Luzhou. Now, I suppose our experience with the twinning has been very, 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 very positive, especially with the sister city twinning that we've done. Mm-hmm. We have a school here that goes out every year
to China,
to Arizona. Tullamore goes out to Arizona every year with 20 students, and then students from Arizona come to Tullamore. And the relationships that have built up over the last 9 years in which that twinning has been going on has been huge. I suppose we've done educational, cultural, heritage kind of twinning at this stage, and we'd love to have some economic out of it. And in fact, I suppose we had our first glimpse at that earlier this year when we had a company from Portland, Oregon, who had made contact to contacts that we had made in Chandler, and we brought them over and gave them a tour and a visit of Tullamore, and they were very positive with what they had seen. So they're looking at coming over to do something in Ireland, but I suppose COVID-19 now has kind of put a hold to that. But our experience with our twin city in China has been fantastic. I suppose with the start of COVID-19, I, through my contacts in the council, got the council to make contact with Luzhou to see if we could source any PPE equipment for the HSE or for any of the people in Ireland that need it. And the mayor of that town over there, or city, came up to us and provided us with 30,000 face masks. And those face masks took a while to get back here, and they came back. They arrived here on Monday, and we'll be distributing them out to probably nursing homes and whoever needs them in the Tullamore area.
So your twin town in China sent 30,000 face masks.
Yeah, 30,000.
Well done. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's very good. That's very good.
Yeah. So I suppose I wish those guys in England the best of luck in trying to re-establish the connection.
Yeah, they're very keen. They're not giving up on it, as you hear, Tony. Thanks indeed, Tony McCormick in Tullamore.
Thanks,
Tony. Anne Hyland in Sligo. Who are you twinned with?
Hello, Joe. We're twinned with Crozon in Brittany and Kempten in Germany. And we have a sister city relationship in the States.
And what does it mean, Anne?
Well, it means friendship and contact. We're 40 years twinned with Crozon, and over those 40 years, hundreds of young people participated in exchanges.
Okay.
You know, they went to France for the summer exchange. They would have gone for 2 weeks, staying with families, and then the French kids came over here. And we had school exchanges for the students from the schools in Crozon and Kempten come to Sligo.
Okay, and you think it's a good idea?
It's absolutely nothing but
it seems to me from listening to people, sorry for interrupting, seems to me, Anne, from listening to people, that it's what you make of it, isn't it?
Well, it's up to the town itself, you know, and we're very fortunate, you know, with our twin towns.
And how did you pick Crozon in Brittany?
We didn't pick it. Crozon picked us. It was a gentleman called J.J. Le Bourdieu.
It was an arranged marriage.
He was. Well, you could say arranged. Yeah. He came. He was part of the Brittany Ireland Association many years ago.
Lots of contacts, yeah.
In the last, that would have been the late 70s. And he arrived in Sligo one Sunday evening, pouring rain, and he stayed the night.
Mm.
And when he got up the next morning, he met a local man in Ross's Point. And the sun was shining, and he said, "This is going to be our twin town." That's how that one started.
Okay, and off it went. Okay, that's Anne Hyland in Sligo. Thank you. And you're also twinned with Kempten in Germany. Let me bring in Adam Stewart. Adam, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You've been in Santa Barbara, twinned with Dingle.
Yes.
Not twinned with Dingle anymore.
I was in Santa Barbara just before the lockdown.
Okay.
Film I directed, Abe Story, a short animation that was funded by the Film Board, got into a film festival there.
Well, Joe. And what are the people in Dingle missing out now that Santa Barbara's given them the heave-ho?
Santa Barbara's amazing.
Oh,
but what I did learn is that Oprah Winfrey lives in Santa Barbara.
That's actually,
and apparently if you want anything done in Santa Barbara, you talk to Oprah Winfrey. So maybe Dingle should contact Oprah Winfrey and get reinstated.
That's interesting, yeah. And have you been in Dingle?
I have.
Oh, okay.
And I was...
Compare and contrast, as they say in the Leaving Cert essays.
good one. Well, Santa Barbara is really near to Los Angeles, so it's got that whole massive kind of Pacific coastline.
And yeah, beautiful. That's a big soaring
Dingle
line,
is. Yeah. I mean, I was actually meant to play in Dingle Animation Festival because Dingle has a huge animation base as well.
Okay.
But that was cancelled because of COVID. But very different. I mean, Santa Barbara is a gorgeous place, but I think I'd probably prefer Dingle.
Oh, would you really?
Yeah. Yeah, Santa Barbara is expensive, you know, whereas I think, you know, Dingle, you're probably more likely to have a good night out, you know.
Yeah, population of Santa Barbara is nearly 100,000.
Yeah. Now it is, and it's also a little bit strange because it's not, the main street isn't exactly on the coast. So you have to, like, walk, like, I had a car, but I was, you know, like, walking. So you have to walk kind of under a motorway to get to the coastline,
I know,
as opposed
what you
to
mean.
Right,
yeah, yeah,
on the coast. So from that point of view, Dingle is superior, I'd say.
Yeah, it sure is.
And
sure.
They have fungi.
How did your Bram Stoker movie do?
It did really well. I mean, like, it was funded by the Irish Film Board under the company Snackbox Films, who did Under the Clock as well.
Yeah.
And it won a Golden Knight in Malta. And won an award at the Irish Film Fest down in Galway. And so it's done really well. I've been really happy with it.
Okay, and what's the duration, Adam?
It's 12 minutes of animation.
Oh, well done,
and
yeah.
That's... Colin O'Donoghue plays the lead actor in it, who's famous. He's in The Right Stuff, this new Discovery Channel film about a remake of the book. And also David Bamber is in it, Jonathan Ryan, and Owen Rose, so some really good acting talent.
Oh, Jonathan and Owen, you're up there now. That's senior hurling. Well done, Adam. Well done, and well done for getting it going. Okay, you've been to Santa Barbara, you've been to Dingle, and as far as you're concerned, give me Dingle anytime.
Give me Dingle anytime. It's okay. Also closer.
Okay, exactly. And we also have a chance of getting to Dingle this side of 2050. Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you very much.
515-1 more chance. Joe
Duffy. Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at rt.ie and 51551. Wash your hands. Nigdalov Alina is open now. Ken McHugh. Ken, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good. The twinning of Dublin Liverpool.
That's right. Yeah. I was working for the Dublin Inner City Partnership.
Okay.
On the Dublin Liverpool twinning, and it wasn't so easy with the Dublin City Council because the corporation, as we called it, who were actually dragged kicking and screaming eventually into the twinning. They were sort of fixed on Barcelona and for some reason, and eventually we convinced them to twin up. And it was signed by the mayor at the time was Frank Doran, the mayor of Liverpool was Frank Doran. But it was initiated by Michael Black, he was the mayor. He was born in Wolfstone Street in
the centre of Dublin. And what, he was the mayor of Liverpool?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was mayor of Liverpool, yeah.
Wow.
And he was the one who made the, he asked me would I, because I was in Liverpool at the time, would I make contact with various large mayors over here in Dublin. And it took about four or five of them to convince them, bring them over for meetings and that. But
and Ken, what does the twinning mean?
Well, the whole idea, we had five different pillars, community, city councils, education, development. You know what I mean? The whole idea was to have exchanges between, like on my side of it was the community, and we twinned up with Dublin 8, Dublin and Toxted and Liverpool 8, different districts in Liverpool, and it was a grassroots level. That was my job, and that worked very well, but it didn't work well at all at council level. They were a bit very lazy in coming forward to get involved in, for example, exchanging staff and giving them experience of a multicultural city in Liverpool.
And how is it working now?
It's dormant. We still have, I still have a lot of contacts over there, but with the demise of the Inner City Partnership, a lot of the energy has gone out of it, you know. But an awful lot of people still travel from Dublin to Liverpool for the football games. Well, did Everton and Liverpool. So
and there's a massive Liverpool
outside of Belfast and Galway. Liverpool's a near city to us, you know.
Well, the beat, a lot of people go. I know there's a massive Liverpool following here. Klopp and all that, but there's a massive Beatles following as well, of course. And
there's a lot of, like, the one third of the population is Irish background, obviously. Wow. Going back to the famine, you know.
Okay.
And
okay.
Welsh and Scottish. It's a real, I'll tell you what, it's a multicultural city, but it's still struggling to be intercultural. Like, we've done a better job in it in many ways.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah.
But it's still got a lot of problems because people are ghettoised over there. And we're hoping to break that down, help them break it down, and also learn from their mistakes in creating our intercultural city here, you know.
Okay. Ken, stay well. That's Ken McHugh. 51551 Nick, the Law of Alina is open now. Joe
Duffy. Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Neil Fennelly has contacted us from London. Sorry for keeping you there, Neil. You were listening to the people of Fermoy saying they want nothing to do with this town in Poland that they're twinned with because they just discovered this municipality in Poland have basically said LGBTQ people are not welcome, which is an amazing thing to say. Neil, your point, please.
Yeah, hi Joe, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. Well,
thanks for making the call.
Look, I suppose I tuned in and I missed the start of it, so I got wind of what was being said. And look at it, as a young Irish member of the LGBTQ community looking from London, it makes you immensely proud of your country and listening to the guys from Fermoy, how far we've come. I know we've had a great few years in leading the way with all of this, but I mean, for any young person struggling to deal with any of this, to hear something like that on the radio would be a huge help. Gives you that bit of a boost and confidence, you know, that you're not alone. I'd agree with them. Look, I'm not involved with the politics of twinning towns or cities, but I think fair play to them, and it's lovely to see.
Okay, well done. Did you say you're only 23?
Yeah, I'm 23. Yeah.
How long have you been in London?
Just a year now.
Are you working?
Yeah, I'm working full-time here. I studied hotel management down in Shannon and I graduated just there in March. So I'm working in a hotel here in Knightsbridge. So I've actually been living in the hotel Monday to Friday for the last 10 weeks during lockdown. So
the only hotel I know in Knightsbridge is the one opposite Harrods there with the fancy restaurant. What's it called?
Dinner by Heston, yeah. I am.
Oh, very good. Heston Blumenthal, is it?
Yeah.
But that's
they're
all closed, obviously.
They're all closed, yeah, but I suppose we have residencies as well, so we have some staff here all living in the hotel to keep the place ticking over until we open in a few weeks' time. So
When are the hotels in London due to reopen, Neil?
A bit earlier than Ireland. I think we're hoping for 4th of July is what government is saying, so maybe the 6th of July on a Monday, but we have to be realistic about it as well, I suppose, and see what happens with virus numbers. Oh, no, it's looking good now.
It is good, yeah, good.
But let's see, I don't know.
Really. Okay, okay. And how's your family back in Kilkenny, Neil?
All good, yeah. All good. Enjoying the time off. So.
Okay. Well, I hope. Well, the Mandarin is a pretty heavy hitting hotel. It's way up there. That won't be stuck for business, will it?
No, but look, I think they'll have to change our way of dealing business. Obviously, we deal a lot with international guests. We will just look at the domestic market for the next while and do what we can. Social distancing and everything is all going to come into play here, so we'll be fine. Be optimistic about it anyway.
Stay safe and stay well, Neil. Cheers. Thanks indeed for that call, Paul Clayton Least. Paul, again, sorry, you're one of many other items we wanted to get to today, but the twinning took off dramatically.
That's fine, Joe. Really enjoying listening to it there.
Now you spotted something. Go ahead.
Well, I was trying to make a face mask, Joe, because, as you know, we're all expected to wear them shortly, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very difficult to obtain. But anyway, I hadn't much success making them with socks and handkerchiefs and T-shirts. And I have a whole lot of Christmas socks now cut up that people gave me, and I have to apologise for that. But anyhow, I wrote to the to the linen company that you had on the show a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Irish Linen Mask.ie.
Okay.
And they very kindly going to send me a couple. But what I was astonished to discover, Joe, was that there is a tax on these masks.
I didn't know
and
that.
And they're already quite expensive. I mean, people wouldn't be inclined, I suspect, like me, to buy them in bulk or anything like that. But when they're added on to the bill of 20-odd euros, another €3.99 for tax.
Now what, there's a,
I think I would just wonder at the moment, is it the right thing to be doing to
is it,
add tax to
is it 23% tax on face masks? VAT, is it? Isn't there VAT
it's rate? $3.99 in a bill of 25, so my maths are not as good as yours.
That's around 23%.
Yeah.
It's a medical device.
I presume the ones that the linen mask company are making, they're not so much medical one as face coverings, I think.
All right, well spotted, Paul, and we'll see what we can find out. That
thanks, Joe, that'd be great.
Okay, thanks, Paul Clayton Lee. Yeah. Thanks, Paul. 51551, Nick DeLava continues on Liveline. Back tomorrow, 1:45, Laura Lee Davis, Tara Lockery Grant, Tommy O'Sullivan on sound, and Annette Egan produced. Ray Darcy is next.